Welcome to Market Insights by Innovate.ag. Today's update is for the week of March 9th, 2026. Here's what's moving in cherry markets. This week's highlights. We're seeing significant chill deficits in California, Stockton at 80% and Hollister at 46% of what they need for normal bloom. Meanwhile, Chelan, Washington is running 29 days ahead of the 5-year historical average. Let me break down the top market movers by supply impact. Chelan, Washington leads the pack, tracking 29 days ahead of average with 66 million pounds of fresh production, representing 11% of domestic supply. Wee Nay Tee Chi, Washington follows at 16 days ahead with 115 million pounds fresh. That's 20% of domestic volume. Stockton, California sits at 13 days ahead with 108 million pounds fresh, capturing 19% of the market. Hollister, California is running 17 days ahead with 72 million pounds fresh. And the Dalles, Oregon rounds out our top movers at 15 days ahead with 73 million pounds fresh. For context, when I say days ahead of average, this means growing degree days, or GDD accumulation, is outpacing what we've typically seen at this point in the season, which signals an earlier harvest window. If you're in any of these regions, you may want to review your labor crew timing. Your harvest window may need to shift earlier than planned. Coordinate with your labor provider to adjust arrival dates accordingly. Speaking of labor efficiency, Innovate.ag recently sat down with multiple operations with several hundred workers and identified $500,000 per year of inefficiencies. That's money in your pocket. If you'd like to learn more, explore our FairPick and FairTrack offerings on our website or reach out. Since last week, we've seen some notable changes across regions. Stockton, California has progressed from bud break into bloom stage. Several Washington regions accelerated significantly. The Dalles, Oregon shifted 5 days further ahead, while Yak E Ma, Columbia Basin, and Wee Nay Tee Chi all moved 6 days further ahead compared to last week. This rapid acceleration suggests the warming trend is intensifying across the Pacific Northwest. Looking at this week's GDD gains, Stockton, California added 66 GDD, keeping it 13 days ahead of average. Hollister, California gained 63 GDD and now sits 17 days ahead. The Dalles, Oregon accumulated 37 GDD, maintaining its 15-day lead. Yak E Ma, Washington picked up 32 GDD and remains on track with historical timing. Columbia Basin, Washington added 39 GDD and continues tracking 18 days ahead. Our overlap pressure index is currently signaling supply overlap trending 6% below historical average. That puts overlap risk at low. The current peak OPI stands at 549 million pounds in week 22, compared to the historical peak of 582 million pounds. The main overlap window is shaping up for weeks 19 through 30, covering May through July. For context, the 2023 cherry season saw roughly 70% of U.S. volume land in a single month, which collapsed FOB prices and left about 35% of the crop unharvested. This year's trajectory suggests a slightly more distributed harvest pattern. Chile is currently supplying the U.S. fresh market, maintaining year-round retail availability ahead of our domestic season. This import supply helps bridge the gap until domestic harvest begins and doesn't represent competitive pressure at this point. Now, let's address the chill situation for cherries. We track chill percentage of target needed for normal bloom, where anything below 90% risks delayed or uneven flowering, and below 70% significantly risks reduced fruit set. Sweet cherries require substantial winter chill to break dormancy properly. Insufficient chill leads to poor bloom timing and reduced yields. Two California regions remain at risk. Stockton at 80% of chill target, that's 19% of fresh production, and Hollister at just 46% of target, representing 12% of fresh volume. Since dormancy has ended, these deficits are locked in for this season. If you're in these areas, low chill may cause uneven bloom and delayed leaf out. You'll want to budget for additional hand thinning to compensate for irregular fruit set. For FOB reference, historical averages from USDA AMS reports show pricing around $47 per 20-pound carton during peak weeks. In 2023, we saw about $45, while 2024 hit the historical average of $47. This season's supply trajectory most closely resembles 2024, with 99% similarity, a year when FOB pricing remained near average. The key driver appears to be the early California start we're experiencing. And before we wrap up, what did the cherry say when it got a compliment? Aw, shucks. In closing, we used AI tooling to create this brief. And using AI tools is a lot like farming. The best laid plans don't always get you the outcome you planned on. And similar to Mother Nature, AI has a way of humbling us when we least expect it. But we're building these insights in the open, so if something sounds off, let us know. Visit innovate.ag to share your feedback, and forward this update to a colleague who will get a kick out of it. This brief is for informational purposes only, not financial or agronomic advice, and is copyright innovate.ag. Signing off with Market Insights. We'll see you next week.